Welcome to the Fibre Exchange, Episode 5, where we'll be talking Ethernet Flex. You're listening to me, Paul Heritage-Redpath, Head of Products, in conversation with Martin Pedler,
Sales Manager of Carrier National,
and John Igo,
Sales Manager of Business Partners.
So, John, if you had to write a book, what would it be about?
Oh, wow. That's a good one. I'm a little bit of a traveller. I love holidaying, of course, yeah. Abroad, everywhere we can. Particular highlights being along the Amalfi Coast and journeying through Belgium. So it would have to be all of my wonderful foodie adventures through that part of Europe, I think.
That's a fantastic bit of Europe.
Yeah.
And Martin? In what way do you think you're difficult to live with?
Oh my goodness. I mean, crikey. Speak to my wife and you'll get a list as long as your arm. I don't know. I think open and honest, a bit impatient, I guess. Running around with a family and two young boys. Tempers can get a bit short from time to time. I hate to admit it, but that's the truth.
So let's talk Ethernet Flex. What is it and how is it different in the market?
Ethernet Flex has been fantastic for us. And I think a big part of it is exactly that, the fact that it is different to any other product that is out there on the market from other carriers and other infrastructure providers. So the basis of the product is that we use our modern network architecture to be allowing partners to get a committed bandwidth rate of 200 meg at symmetrical speeds, but also the flexibility to be able to burst up to a full gig of bandwidth, again, symmetrical speeds, whenever they require, without the need for manual intervention, logging onto portals to say, I need it now, to give the flexibility to go along with the fluidity businesses need at the moment.
Have you seen any change during the pandemic in people taking that service up?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think that it's been, we've had a real uptick in the amount of orders for Ethernet Flex, largely because of that need for people to have fluidity. People aren't able to easily predict how many people they might have in an office from one day to the next. And so a product like this that allows them to not have to pay the premium for that spiky traffic and having to pay for upgrades for longer periods than they actually require has really lent itself to a product that will give them that at their fingertips. So, yeah, absolutely. I think it's been pretty well timed that we've had that ready for the market to consume.
Yeah, and I think, Paul, just on that, you know, just an extension, you know, we've seen partners particularly be successful throughout the pandemic with it in the Carrier National space as well, largely due to all of the reasons John has actually just articulated. But, you know, it is by quite some margin one of the most popular products that we're selling on the national footprint at the moment. So it just gives you some idea of, you know, the success we've had throughout the period of instability.
And what do you think it was about CityFibre's network that led us do something that nobody else has been able to do?
Well, I think this probably comes down to a topic that I'm probably less across, I guess, from a technical perspective. But I mean, it is down to the network architecture largely. It's we were one of the early adopters of the GPON technology, and that allows us to do some fairly funky things on the infrastructure. And one of those is to be ready for those scenarios that, you know, allows customers to burst up to that gig. And I guess if you're getting down into the weeds of it, really being able to split a fiber in a number of different ways just gives us that flexibility of giving them that added bandwidth when the network is largely uncontended. So, yeah, I think it comes down to that technical architecture. And I guess one of the strap lines that CityFibre is running with at the moment, which is better by design.
No, you're absolutely right. It's the unique shape of our network and the fact that in the UK, certainly, we lead on PON technology that lets us bring that price point and that speed to market. And it's really difficult to compete with that on a traditional sort of everybody has to have an individual dig kind of build. So, John, have you had any sort of feedback from partners in terms of how this has transformed what they do and how they run the business?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had numerous examples. I think largely businesses have come back and fed to us through our partners, our resellers, that they need something that will cater for their the sort of hybrid home working environment that we're working within now. And so they just don't know necessarily what days that means they'll require their bandwidth. So a lot of partners and businesses have got events-based organizations, and so they may well have a particular day in the week or a month where they may have 100 users all of a sudden requiring internet, and all of a sudden the next day everybody's working from home, and you know there's VPN access, but the traffic is much, much lower. So they're reluctant to pay for a full gig service permanently, because it may only be a few days in that month that realistically they'll need it there. So obviously the fact that we've priced the Flex product there to be really competitive in the even in the 100 meg market, but still having gig capabilities has really created that sweet spot for those kinds of businesses that need that ability to be able to take advantage of the bandwidth, but when they need it.
And I think John picks up on a point there, but to dive into a bit more detail, you know, we've positioned it suitably within our product suite that actually there's huge commercial advantage to taking a Flex product over gigabit from a commercial standpoint. I mean, clearly taking a gigabit service these days, it's nearly top of the tree these days. It's a gig in the clear, you'll always get it. And I think the Flex product just sits nicely in that sort of, it's just a little bit more than 100 meg, but you get twice the bandwidth committed and then potentially 100% more of the bandwidth. It just makes a lot of sense to a lot of businesses out there. And I'm not sure how to sort of transpose that any differently. It's just a great commercial price for a really good product that adds flexibility to a business.
Yeah, I always think about it as all the speed you need at the price you can afford. It's just, I think, where we've seen the success is we looked at the gap in the market for affordability for most enterprises and crafted that product just to fit it. Do you think with the advent of FTTP, Flex will continue to hold its own?
I think it will, yeah. I think that there's definitely going to be a little bit of pressure on the lower end of the Ethernet market with the introduction of FTTP and the increase of the capability of FTTP products as well. Because again, effectively, they will be gig-capable services where people can get those symmetrical speeds. I think where the Ethernet market will probably change a little bit is it will increase in terms of the size of businesses where that's absolutely relevant. So we see businesses probably getting in towards more of that kind of 50 plus space, becoming absolutely reliant on having guaranteed bandwidth beyond 100 meg. I think a lot of businesses sub that can deal with the flexibility of having it from time to time, but it's not necessarily so mission critical that they have it 100% of the time, and if it doesn't, their business will fail. Whereas those larger organizations now are becoming so heavily reliant on being able to always guarantee that they're going to get north of a couple hundred meg at least. That's meaning that I think there's absolutely a space for the Flex product. But yeah, definitely I think that we will see a little bit of cannibalization, I guess, when it comes to customers who are taking sort of 100 meg lease line services. I think FTTP will absolutely start to eat into that as it offers that same capability, but at such a competitive price.
And I think also, just to add to that, I think there's a piece that we haven't talked about, which is that if you want a business Ethernet enterprise grade service, there are still the SLAs built around the Ethernet Flex product that just make it that bit more robust. And obviously fiber technologies, you know, it's a great product. Fiber doesn't tend to break. So I guess arguably, even if you have an FTTP service, you're going to get a great service regardless. But I think it's just standing up to the fact that there are larger businesses out there, so probably the 10% of the market that absolutely needs to have an enterprise Ethernet service, can have that at a good price with us standing behind the SLAs that say, well, it's going to get fixed in X number of hours, guaranteed. So I think that just makes a big difference.
Brilliant. I think that's a really good summary of why Flex has been and continues to be a great position for the channel. For more information on Flex, go to cityfibre.com, and please join us next time for episode 6 of the Fibre Exchange on Business FTTP.